We always like to have guests from the official opposition of the NDP to join us here in the Trending 55 pod seat. We are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Shannon Phillips. She is the NDP's finance critic and also the MLA for Lethbridge West. I guess, first of all, Shannon, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, main topic we wanted to discuss today is around car insurance. I believe there's a report that came out a little while ago that shows car insurance rates, to the surprise of probably not a lot of people in this province, have gone up over the past several years. Why don't you kind of give us kind of your sort of initial thoughts on sort of that there?
Well, you know, people's rates have gone up 10, 20, 30%. People with no change in their driving record have seen hundreds of dollars more in their insurance bills, and that's because the UCP took the cap off insurance rate increases. And so companies were free to jack up rates however much they wanted. We have since learned that the Premier's friend and former campaign manager was a lobbyist for the insurance companies. And that's when the cap disappeared. The rates shot up. And insurance companies, we just learned, took in $1 billion more than they paid out in claims in 2020 at a time when people were driving less during the pandemic. People's rates went up. There's clear evidence in this report here that the UCP did try to hide from Albertans that what's happening here is Premier Jason Kenney put his insurance lobbyist friends first and Alberta drivers last.
Well, we talk about some of the insurance stuff. You mentioned, you know, the rate cap that the NDP had. I know recently the UCP government did introduce what they refer to as the Insurance Amendment Act, which they say is, you know, sort of increase the availability of, you know, insurance out there on the market. Do you think that's, you know, that's a good step to go with? Do you think there's, you know, more the province could be doing when it comes to dealing with these high insurance costs that people have here?
Well, rates haven't gone down. You know, the government is out there, you know, carrying water for the insurance companies saying, oh, the rates are going down. I talked to somebody last night, his rates are going to go down $20, you know, after they've gone up several hundred dollars. So, you know, this is a complete shell game, and the government is just out there making excuses for these really big companies, you know, headquartered out in Toronto and elsewhere, who are just making out like bandits while the rest of us are paying through the nose. And, you know, people's car insurance has gone up, people's utility costs have gone up, or property taxes have gone up. It's just one thing after another. And, you know, I can fully appreciate that inflation is across the board, right? We all understand that. The government doesn't control the price of groceries, which has gone up too. But what they do control is the price of insurance. They could do something about it today. They could bring back in a rate cap increase, or they could bring in mandatory rollbacks. Based on the fact that these companies are incredibly profitable, but they will not do that because they're listening to their lobbyist friends and some pretty big corporations, and the money doesn't even stay here, rather than Alberta drivers.
And you mentioned the point earlier when it comes to driving habits, you know, but and you know, certainly, you know, with the pandemic, you know, a lot more people working at home and those kinds of things. And even as we come out of it, you know, maybe people are realizing, okay, work from home's not so such a bad thing. Maybe to see the gas prices go, you know, it's a nice day, I'll walk to work instead. You know, those kinds of things, you know, different driving habits being affected, yet, you know, some of these rates are still going up. You know, at this point, you know, probably still a lot of people are kind of going like, okay, what else can we really do here to really sort of help us save a few bucks on this?
Well, and that's where we've asked the government to bring in some common sense solutions, but they have stuck their fingers in their ears and they are not listening. And that's really too bad because people are really hurting out there. That rising cost of living is hitting families hard right now. And like I said, government can't do everything. But what they can do is do things like regulate insurance and some of the aspects of our utility bills. And it's just simply refused. We are in a situation where we've got $100 a barrel oil. But those benefits aren't trickling out to ordinary communities, particularly in rural Alberta, where utility costs have really hurt people a lot. And, you know, people do have to have insurance to get their vehicles on the road. Oftentimes they have to have larger vehicles to get to work, and people's insurance has gone up really by quite a lot. And also some of those municipalities have had to raise their property taxes because of the cuts to municipalities. And, you know, all of these things have just added up to one thing after another. There's some simple steps that the provincial government can do, that Jason Kenney can take today. But, you know, I don't think anyone trusts Jason Kenney, not on this or anything else, to put people first. There are many members of his own UCP MLAs don't trust him and don't believe that he puts folks first. They've been worried about their own you know, leadership and political drama. Meanwhile, the real drama is happening around people's kitchen tables where they're trying to figure out how to pay the bills.
And talk about sort of, you know, some of these different costs out there. You know, there's probably some people, you know, out there in other parts of the province maybe thinking about, you know, moving to Alberta for whatever reason. But, you know, they see some of these, you know, different costs for different things and, you know, compare it to maybe other provinces. You know, I briefly lived in Manitoba several years ago. You know, that's one of those provinces where, you know, it's government-run insurance for your car over there. You know, things are generally cheaper over there, at least in terms of that aspect. How do you think, you know, some of these different costs that maybe people are seeing in Alberta affecting people's decision from other parts of the country to potentially move here for whatever reason?
Well, people have left over the course of the UCP government. We had a couple of years essentially in a row where more people left than came in. The promised jobs that James promised did not materialize. We are still struggling to recover. Calgary has the highest unemployment of any Canadian major city, for example, and the cost of living is going up. A lot of those promises that Jason Kenney made just haven't materialized. And, you know, I can appreciate the pandemic, you know, it gave people a lot of challenges and even the government a lot of challenges. And I think it's fair, to give them a little bit of latitude, given that the pandemic was challenging for everyone. But what we see is in Alberta, costs have gone up more for ordinary people than in elsewhere. Our recovery has been slower. Our jobs recovery has been slower. We haven't attracted new investment. And certainly healthcare workers, doctors for sure, but all kinds of folks have left the province. And, you know, what we need is to make sure that young people stay here. They feel that they are able to build a life here, that it's an affordable place, with good prospects for their kids. And when you have cuts to healthcare and education and all of those things, coupled with skyrocketing costs, things like utilities and insurance, it makes that calculation pretty difficult to make for a lot of families. And no wonder people are leaving.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Trending 55 Ponzi, we always like to throw in a little personal questions where to kind of show, you know what, these politicians are people too now, of course. Now, we are coming up on kind of, you know, the spring and summer months. Maybe a lot of people like to do some traveling, maybe see some of the different sites that this province has to offer. Now, you yourself are the MLA for the riding of Lethbridge West. Why don't you get to tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the interesting things in that riding and, you know, kind of give people the reason to maybe, you know, visit that part of the province in the next little bit here.
Well, I would love an opportunity to tell people why they should visit Lethbridge and spend their money in small businesses in downtown Lethbridge and in the surrounding communities. There is so much to do, and it's, you know, speaking of affordability, it's a pretty affordable place to take a holiday with, you know, compared to other places where you might have to drive a little further and so on. If you stay in Lethbridge, you've got there's an amazing museum with lots of things to do for kids, and a great art gallery, lovely restaurants and coffee shops and all of that kind of stuff. Stop in to the bar at the Owl where you can take your kids until 10 o'clock. I certainly do. And then what you can do, and there's good musicians playing there. Corby Lund is going to be playing in May, but local and musicians as well. Lots of country music. If that's your jam, it's I certainly am. I'm a fan of some of the country music, roots music coming out of Lethbridge. And then you can do all kinds of day trips. You can stay in the city and do day trips out to Writing on Stone, out to Head Smashed In Buffalo Jump, out to the Crow's Nest Pass, out to the Castle Parks. Depending on the time of year, you can you can rent bikes to do that. You can to do mountain activities or hike a little bit. There's a fully accessible fishing experience up at Bathing Lake in the Castle at Provincial Parks. If you are traveling with people who have a little bit more mobility challenges or, you know, an elderly relative, certainly people we haven't been able to see our grandparents as much, go check that out. So there's mountains, there's prairies, there's a great history, there's great restaurants and bars and great music. I really don't know why. Well, first of all, I don't know why I'd go anywhere else, to be quite frank, this summer. But I don't know why folks in Alberta wouldn't come down and visit us, too. Plenty to do.
As someone who went to school at Lethbridge College, I'm definitely familiar with some of the attractions and whatnot down there. But anyhow, had to be finance critic Shannon Phillips. Thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for the opportunity.